Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Talk a little football about a name that, you have to know by now. Let's face it, if you don't know the name Trey Lance, I'm not going to say you don't know football. I will say that you're probably not a devout sports fan. And, you know, I guess there's no shame in that, I guess. But, you know, if you're into football, you know Trey Lance. You know where he's from. You know what teams are looking at him. You know what he does and skill set wise. But we want to go behind the curtain a little bit more, probe a little bit more deeply for somebody who, you know, based on the projections, could go top four in the draft, if that's accurate, where for the first time in NFL history, a quarterback is going to go 1-4. We will see, but we introduce Trey's coach, head coach over at North Dakota State. He is, I believe he's 19 or 20-1. He's got a championship. They are a well-oiled machine out there. They destroy people. Matt Entz, coach, with us here on Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio. Coach, how you doing today?
I'm great. Guys, I appreciate you having me on today.
Yeah, listen, man, it's an absolute pleasure. And obviously, you've been there a couple of years. You've taken the baton from what was there prior. And it is a real, real impressive setup that you have. And I want to ask you this, because the other day, Matt, Nick Saban said, to our surprise, that very few pro teams actually call college coaches to get an in-depth scouting report on a young man they may or may not draft, not just from a football point of view, but also from, you know, how is he on campus, what kind of young man is he, family structure. Is it different with you because Trey is not at a big time power, you know, D1? Do a lot of coaches call you? What is that like?
Oh, we've had a fair number of coaches or assistant coaches, GMs, reach out to myself or our quarterback coach and have some meaningful conversations in regards to the football part of Trey, who Trey is as an individual, what makes him tick. But it's not something that we have every day, but there's been a fair number.
You know, Coach, I think this has been an interesting year. Obviously, you know, you played one game, and then you got stopped, and then you played in the spring. How odd was this year for you with your players? I mean, it's clearly unconventional, but how'd you keep everybody focused and on task and do what coaches do?
Well, the challenge started probably over 13 months ago when all of a sudden we had a halt to school. Everything became virtual. We had to put a stop to spring ball. And from that moment on, it has been, like you said, extremely unique. It's been challenging at a lot of times during the course of the last 13 or 14 months. But we've tried to do a great job as a staff, just continuing to develop those relationships with our current players and with our new recruits the same, and just get to know them on a personal level. And that way, you know, I think a couple things come from that. One, kids are going to play harder for you when it's 4th-and-1 because it matters. The people around them matter. And I know our coaches are going to work harder because they have a genuine appreciation for the effort and the energy that our kids give us every day.
Yeah, there you go. Go ahead, Teek.
Yeah, no, that's the important thing. I want to get to the spring season as it's going on. You guys have your last game this weekend, but you know, take us back to the one game that you played in the regular, let's put in quotes, the regular season.
Sure.
What was the thought process behind that? Obviously you had a couple guys opt out, including Trey Lance,
yep,
after that point, but what was the thought process from having that one game in regular time?
Well, Tiki, the thought process originally was we could have had three games per our league kind of amendum to the schedule. We knew we were going to play a conference-only schedule. in the spring. And so we scoured the country to try to find three games. It wasn't just a game. And a lot of people, you know, misconstrue the one game that it was a showcase for our NFL guys. No, it was meant to be a showcase for the Bison and for us to continue to get better. We knew that we had a young roster, and we wanted to get as many practices in as possible. And I saw it as an opportunity to get 30-plus practices in the fall because I knew I was going to get them again back in the spring because of the scheduled season.
Yeah.
And again, we called over 100 NCAA Division I institutions looking for games. And, thank goodness Central Arkansas was looking for a game as well. But we would have loved to have played two more.
Yeah. Well, hold on, Coach. So you called 100, you played one, so that means you're 1 for 100, which if you're playing baseball, you're not getting out of low A ball. Is that because I've got my theories. I just think teams that are higher than you in terms of the on Division I on the pecking order, they don't want to risk being embarrassed. I mean, is that fair?
Well, I don't know if that's necessarily the reasoning behind it. I know a lot of it was due to, the pandemic and COVID. Unfortunately, our location doesn't make it easily accessible to get to a game. I mean, of course, we were going to have to fly somewhere. Yeah. And at that time, there was a lot of other leagues that were either canceling seasons, trying to get seasons going again. It was about the same time that you saw the Big Ten halt their season. And so there was just a lot of unknown, and that's what I'm going to chalk most of it up to.
I got you. Very classy answer.
I know what rabbit hole you were trying to get me to go.
Yeah, you're bludgeoning people, Coach. Come on now. We know what it's all about.
And by the way, Matt, listen, Coach, the rabbit hole, if I got something to ask, I'd just come out and ask it, Coach.
Yeah,
I'm not beating around the bush, man. I believe you. I believe you partially. We're talking to Matt Entz, the head coach at North Dakota State. And by the way, I think I misspoke before. I said Nick Saban when I asked if coaches have called you from the NFL. I believe it was actually Lane Kiffin, so I just wanted to set that straight. Let me ask you this, Matt. The perception, all right, and I think I subscribe to this, to be fair. The general perception is, as great as Trey Lance is in terms of the toolbox, he's got a rocket, his intellect has been really illuminated, which I love to hear. It processes things quickly, big athlete, big arm, etc. But the general consensus is very raw, not ready to play as a rookie. Do you disagree with that? Do you believe that he can step in right away and play?
I'm not going to, go out on a limb and say he can. But if there's a young man that has the ability and the intellectual know-how to get prepared to do it, it would be Trey Lance. I think ever since probably his high school days in Marshall, Minnesota, when he was a quarterback, everyone's been telling him that he can't do it. And he continually has proved people wrong. Came here and learned our offense. And guys, we like to at least think that we emulate NFL offense the way we go about our business. We have a wordy offense. I mean, there's a lot of verbiage to our offense. We're under center. We're in the gun. Our quarterback is he has to be able to get us in and out of the right play, the right protections. We put a lot on him, and he came in and was able to be a sponge to Easton Stick, to Randy Hedberg, our quarterback coach, Tyler Roll, our offensive coordinator, and he just saw his growth and development every day. 2019, if you go back and watch, very little trade shift in motion early in the season. By the end of the season, we were trade shift in motion. There was probably a handful of snaps in a game we didn't trade shift in motion. And that was because Trey just became accustomed to getting people in and understood how defenses would rotate and the new picture that he might see.
Yeah, Coach, it's almost like you're becoming quarterback you. We all remember that Carson Wentz was back there in 2015, and we've seen where his career has gone. Great, start to it. Obviously, it's a cluster in Philadelphia, and now that you've learned a little bit more about what went on behind the scenes, he's probably in a better place in Indianapolis. But when you think about, the recruitment of quarterbacks, the development of quarterbacks that you guys have done, I guess the question I'd ask as now putting my scout hat on, my analyst hat on, come the NFL season, what are his strengths and what are the things he needs to work on? Talking not Carson Wentz, obviously, who you know as well, but obviously Trey Lance.
Right. Well, I think his strengths are his ability to grasp concepts and to see the game. He sees the game at a much slower pace than maybe what a young 19, 20-year-old typically would. Has a strong arm, can make all the throws, can make the throws back to the field. I think he proved that in his pro day that he had here just a couple, three, 4 weeks ago. The one thing that I would say that he has to continue to work on, and I know he's put in the time, especially while he's been away from NDSU, you know, he probably had a little bit longer or deliberate delivery when he was in college. And so I know just from talking to him this week, he was working on his mechanics, still always working on something, always trying to get better, find that edge. And so, you know, that would be the one thing that I would say. Of course, everyone's going to say inexperience, but you got to get it somewhere. And I know whoever gets him in the NFL is going to have a great prospect there.
So speaking of that, and we're talking to Matt Entz, the head coach, North Dakota State, power program. You know that by now. Trey Lance is going to be one of the top picks in the draft here. You know, you go as much as you're comfortable with here. And listen, you've got a lot of intel. I'm sure you know which teams really, really like Trey, which are, you know, which like him, which maybe aren't fully sold. In your heart, coach, even if you don't divulge the team, do you have a sense of not only what team might take him, but where he will go in the draft, number-wise?
You know, you'd asked me this a month ago. I thought I had it pegged. But since then, there's been some trades and some movement, of course, by NFL personnel that has adjusted kind of the order of the draft. And so I thought I was pretty confident 3-4 weeks ago, but then I do know Trey is planning to have a second throwing session coming up this Monday, the 19th of April, and so it'll be interesting to see who attends. I know there's three or four teams that have already mentioned that they'll be there. So I think a lot of teams right now, and you're getting to see it firsthand. We see it firsthand. They play things. They keep their cards a lot closer to the vest than what you anticipate NFL teams doing.
Yeah. Who was the team you thought it was going to be a couple of weeks ago?
You know, I thought there was a good chance it might have been Carolina.
Interesting. I've been saying Carolina for a couple of weeks now that it's the 49ers. They moved up to take him. Jimmy Garoppolo tutored him for a year, and he's good
and
to go.
This was all pre.
Yeah, that trade.
Pre-movement and things. And so, again, each team's got to do what's best for them. They all know their situation, of course, better than I do. That was just kind of some – I was taking a whim there.
Interesting. Yeah. Well, I appreciate you throwing a name out there.
I wish we had more time because I'd ask you, what the hell happened in week 22? It's your first loss in like 3 years, but we're up against it. In week 29, you guys play your last game of the season against San Diego State. Good luck, Coach. Thanks for hopping on and giving some intel on Trey Lance. And we look forward to watching your last game of the season this weekend.
Hey, I appreciate it, guys. Thanks for having me on.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.